We ran a clip yesterday relative to, and it was Laura Ingram, and it was about how college football fans are voting with their feet, and these college football fans have just been going nuts. Proof positive that people want to get out, and they don't want to lose their freedom. They want to be free people. Clay Travis was on with Hannity last night. He talked about college football fans last weekend. Let's go to cut four real quick, see if we can squeeze this in before the break. This is Clay Travis. You hear him every day right here on AM 670 KMCQ, along with Buck Sexton. Here is Clay Travis on Hannity last night.
I love football fans. They're a riot. That kind of goes against, I guess, the social justice messaging that has now taken over a lot of professional sports that I know you talk a lot about.
Sean, I was so excited. I did your show Thursday from the Tennessee Bowling Green game, and then I got to go to Georgia Clemson. I'm headed to Fayetteville tomorrow for the Texas-Arkansas game. I really do believe that college football fans are reclaiming normalcy in this country, because when there are millions of people unmasked, happy to go sit next to their brothers and sisters in college football fandom, high-fiving, tailgating, having an amazing time, and people can all see that happening on television, it makes it impossible to argue that we can't return to our normal life. And that's why I'm so excited. I really do think that college football fans, to a large extent, are leading us out of the wilderness and into a free society one more time. COVID's not going away for the rest of our lives. We can't continue to cower in fear. College football fans, Sean, declared independence last weekend, and I hope it keeps rolling this weekend as well.
You hear them every day right here on AM 670 KMCQ. Clay Travis, smart dude. And I love him from a sports perspective. And Buck Sexton along with him. What a pair they are. Be listening every day, Monday through Friday, right here on AM 670 KMZQ. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. When we come back, I'm going to let you hear from the president of the former president. Many believe he probably still is the president, and people just don't know it yet. Anyway, stay where you are. He was on with Greg Gutfeld. And it was just funny seeing the president with Greg Gutfeld, not exactly Mr. Credibility when it comes to this kind of stuff. But hey, he's a Fox guy and he's funny. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
At 3:30, I just checked the NDOT information sheet, and there's still a disabled 18-wheel semi-tractor trailer there, Interstate 15 northbound. It's after Russell, so look out for that. Also, some reduced speeds in several areas as we speak. The transition ramp that was leaving Interstate 15 northbound, merging over to 515 east, are getting caught up into those lane reductions, which are right there at the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at Main Street. That's where four lanes become two. Same thing on the other end, 515 westbound at Eastern. So do expect major delays as you try to work your way through there. Also, congestion 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. We have regular season NFL football tonight. It is the NFL's kickoff game as the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers are set to play host to the Dallas Cowboys. For the Raiders, they've still got to wait a few days until they are going to open up the year. They'll do that coming up on Monday when they will be at home against Baltimore. The UNLV football team, they play their second game of the season coming up on Saturday night. They've got a tough one as they are going to travel to Tempe for a matchup against number 23, Arizona State. Las Vegas Aces basketball, they beat Minnesota yesterday 102-81. They play Dallas on Monday. The Las Vegas Aviators off yesterday. Tonight, they open up a series against Reno. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nana!
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not sure how many of you saw the president earlier today with his six-point plan to break the logjam of COVID-19 and the Delta variant. Now the they got the Mu variant. Is the new one that's highly contagious and really nasty, and we're even experiencing some of that here in Nevada. There are, I think, something like 30 or 40 cases that have been discovered here in Nevada of the Mu variant. Very weird, very, very strange. But there's a new term that has been created, and we're going to use it on this show because it is applicable, and that is the whole thing of medical tyranny. What we are seeing now from the president and his six-point program and mandatory vaccinations and things like that, private companies of over 100, that kind of thing, the courts are going to get involved, and it is just a matter of time. Whether this president can do this or not will be determined, I think, in the courts. Certainly in the court of public opinion, a lot of people are really upset. I don't know if you saw the footage on Fox last night, but they had from some game, I believe it was at Texas A&M, because they always talk about the 12th man. And so I'm guessing it's Kyle Field in Texas A&M. And Basically, what we've got is thousands of people yelling "F.U. Biden," "F.U. Biden," and they use the real words, the real words. Anyway, let me get you back on track for a second. But I do believe we're going to be talking a lot about medical tyranny, and that's exactly what we have. It's the same thing that Governor Sisolak has tried to do in our state, and people just are up to here with this. They're just not going to take it anymore. The former president, Donald J. Trump, was on with Greg Gutfeld last night. And this was really cute. I thought this was really nice, because Greg Gutfeld was a guy that was at one point a never Trumper. But and he said as much last night, that the president had to win him over. And the president did win him over. This is Donald J. Trump, private citizen, last night with Greg Gutfeld.
There was a period of time when you weren't a fan, and then you started noticing that things were getting done.
Yes.
And you said, you know, I may not like them, but look, we have a good economy, we have good military, we have good everything.
Right.
And then you started, and now I think I don't know if it's love, but it's getting close, and we like it.
It's not, I wouldn't say it's love, but I would say it's admiration.
Thank you.
And also admitting that I was wrong because I was focusing on words and not deeds. And now we're at a time where, okay, there are no more mean tweets, and we have a really nice president, and the country is in the crapper. So who would you rather have?
Well, I don't know that he's a nice president. I'm not sure about that. But yeah. I can tell you the country has never been more unsafe. We have people pouring in through our southern border, which everyone's forgetting about right now because of the travesty of Afghanistan. And if you look at the people coming in by the hundreds, by the thousands, and these are not the people necessarily that wanted the protection.
Right.
These are people. So are they terrorists? How many terrorists are coming in? And they were aggressive, very aggressive at the plane, and they pushed their ways up, you know, their way onto the plane.
Why do you think that Democrats have such a problem with, like, incentivization? Like, they... If you introduce friction on the border, you reduce immigration.
Yeah.
They don't understand that. What is the problem with that? How can they cannot see that?
I really believe it's gross incompetence. Mm-hmm. And the only thing good for them about Afghanistan is it makes what they're doing on the border look good. Because that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
We don't want a wall. We don't want this. We'll just let people come through. Mm. It's a disaster. The border's it was the safest border we've ever had, and now it's the worst.
What unites all of them is a lack of process. They do not understand process. We just want order. I want people to come into our country, but I want a line and a gate, people that can walk through.
Yeah. And legally.
Legally
vetted, strongly vetted.
Yeah.
But when you think that they move the military out first, think of this, because we had a great plan.
It's backwards.
Even Biden, I think he made a mistake when they did it. They were all screaming at him. But when he said that since President Trump, or he calls it the past administration, signed the deal, not one soldier was shot at or killed. Yeah. Think of that. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because they knew the consequences.
Yeah.
And our conditions were tough. And then they came in and they just moved out soldiers and 200 people, you know, 200 people, more than 200 people were killed. And a lot of people are badly injured, really badly injured. It wouldn't have happened.
Do you think it is better to be feared? Right. And that's the difference. They don't fear our president.
Well, I don't know if he just doesn't seem like they know what they're doing.
Right. Yeah.
It's not a question. I don't even think it's a question of fear. It's a question of respect. It's a question of being smart.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear, I could just say, because I dealt with Abdul.
Right.
Let's call him Abdul.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the man.
Yes.
And he's now the head of the Taliban. And he was the head of the Taliban when I dealt with him. And I started it off very tough because, you know, you're going to pay tremendous consequences. I don't have to go the level of toughness, but it was bad. And they understood what I said. And there was no way they were going to do anything to us. We could have taken our time. We could have taken a year, 2 years. But to leave $85 billion worth of equipment for them to fly around Apache helicopters. So this is the greatest war machine outside of the submarine. This is the greatest war machine there is, the Apache.
Right.
They're very, very, you know, tens of millions of dollars. They have 28 of them.
Yes.
That's more than any other country in the world has except for us.
Isn't that the truth? He's right. Oh, my gosh. By the way, still to come, Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, will join us. And I'm going to ask her about this dust up with Michelle Fiore. Both members of the City Council in Las Vegas, City of. And both are Republicans. I thought they were friends. And now I find out there's this thing that's been going on since, what, January, and there's cease and desist orders and all kinds of other crazy stuff. And I'm going to find out what's going on here and why this thing is blowing up with cease and desist orders and all kinds of other stuff. And what is it that actually began this feud? At a time when we ought to be all coming together, it's like a lot of us are not all together. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get $20 off an AC recharge. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. You and I both know that there is something seriously wrong with the way Nevada has been managed, especially during the COVID crisis. Our current governor closed our businesses, our schools, our places of worship, and even silenced objecting voices. He prevented the use of safe and low-cost therapeutic drugs. How can I know this? I am an experienced trauma surgeon living in Douglas County. I am an MD, a medical doctor. I understand the importance of reaching medical decisions based solely on an unbiased and ethical evaluation of all data. So please, tell your friends and neighbors that we'll have to make our own hope. I will end the damaging economic policies and extreme control tactics enforced by irresponsible politicians. Learn more anytime and join us at simonforgovnv.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
College football returns to the sports and entertainment capital of the world on September 18th when your UNLV Rebels host Iowa State at Allegiant Stadium. Enjoy the pageantry and tradition of college football nestled in Las Vegas' new climate-controlled arena. Kickoff is set for 7:30 p.m. All fans are invited to the Rebel Village Fan Zone with inflatables, games, food and drinks starting at 4:30 p.m. Tickets start at just $33 and can be purchased at UNLVtickets.com or 702-739-FAN.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment begins on October 1st and runs through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2022 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you're already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming next year. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. Call now to pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. You can also text calendar to 702-410-8020 to receive a link and schedule your appointment.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition of Live and Local. There's all kinds of breaking news. A district court judge today overturned a previous court order, and it voided an election, the original court order for the Clark County GOP. District Judge Susan Johnson. I don't know her, but she is new on this particular case, dissolved a temporary restraining order and dismissed the case. said she questioned whether she had jurisdiction over a battle between factions of the Clark County Republican Party. I'm just going to say this has been a bizarre turn of events. But what this means is that the slate of candidates headed up by Jesse Law will end up being the new leadership team for the Clark County GOP. That means Pat Casale, our good friend, will be a part of that as well. Okay, I want you to hear Mark Green. He's a congressman from Tennessee and was on with Laura Ingraham with shocking news on the vetting or lack of same of some of these Afghan migrants in our country. This is scary stuff. This is cut number six. Mark Green, the congressman from Tennessee, with Laura Ingraham.
In an Ingraham Angle exclusive, Afghan war vet and Congressman Mark Green shared a letter he just sent to Secretary Blinken. I've recently been made aware of someone at Fort Pickett, Virginia, that Afghan evacuees basically have free reign of the complex and have even been allowed to leave despite not having completed the vetting process. My source has made shocking allegations, including multiple incidents of sexual assault, and several evacuees have been picked up by Uber drivers without any permission from authorities or being cleared to leave. Congressman Mark Green joins me now. Congressman, that they're being their records are being looked at on the back end was stunning enough, but what you're reporting tonight is truly shocking.
Laura, it's crazy, and it's not just Fort Pickett. I'm talking to sources that are at multiple locations. You know, the real challenge here is directions from state. You know, DOD is getting its directions on how to handle these situations by the State Department, and the State Department is failing to give them adequate information. They're letting them leave. They can catch an Uber and actually leave the base. They don't know exactly how many are even there, so they can't account for someone if they don't return. And they're telling the people, oh, if you go and you don't come back, well, that will end your visa processing. But if they want free, they're gone. There's nobody keeping them from leaving. And then you get the shocking allegations of harassment and sexual assault, and it's just, it's horrific.
Well, it is. And the problem is, we didn't plan for this. They said, oh, we have contingencies for this and contingencies for that. The fact is, we didn't have enough contingencies, because otherwise we wouldn't see people clinging to the wheel well of a C-17 rolling down the taxiway in Kabul. We wouldn't have had that. Unfortunately, that doesn't seem to matter. It just doesn't seem to matter to a lot of people in government. Well, we're doing the best we can. We had one commercial flight leave with a bunch of folks from Afghanistan. They were allowed to leave by the Taliban. And I'll just tell you, there are people still behind the lines running for their collective lives. And yet this administration doesn't seem to care. There are all these allies of ours. And of course, then the administration will trot out the 124,000 people were moved out of Afghanistan. Many of them were our Afghan allies. Well, but that's not everybody. And that's the objection that I have. More to come as we continue. By the way, you want to join us on this Thursday, you are welcome to do so. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Conservative Nevadans, the liberal agenda in America is literally killing the American dream. It's time to fight back. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm hosting the Fight for Freedom, a campaign kickoff and conservative rally on September 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Join like-minded freedom fighters and guest speakers at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center. That's Tuesday, September 14th. Register at sampetersforcongress.com or on Eventbrite. Let's fight for freedom together and jumpstart the 2022 election cycle, and let's turn Nevada red again. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortera. We want to thank you for making News 3 your number one choice for news.
Every weeknight at 11, you can count on us to have the big story of the day.
Plus breaking news that matters to you.
Jim Snyder and Marie Mortera. News 3 live at 11.
If you know the facts, you'll get the vax. 99% of hospital COVID patients are unvaccinated. Protect yourself and get vaccinated today at CSN's North Las Vegas or Charleston campus. Need another reason? You could win big prizes. What are you waiting for? Get vaxxed.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. We got some breaking news for you. You'll hear more about it, I'm sure, at the top of the hour. But spoiler alert, here it comes. All LA Unified students, 12 and older, must be fully vaccinated by January or they cannot come to class. That is the first such mandate by a major school district. And don't be surprised if we start talking that way here in Nevada. It's crazy, but it's true. But 12 and over, all LA Unified School District students must be fully vaccinated by January or else. I think a lot of people, and I could be wrong about this, and if you have some thoughts on this, let me know. Because I firmly believe that a lot of people are going to revolt against this. And they're going to pull their kids out of school. And I believe today or tomorrow is count day. And count day is the day that in school districts, it's the days that where you determine how many kids you have, how many butts in the seats, so to speak. And I think a lot of people are going to pull their kids out of school, especially here in Nevada, and especially in the Clark County School District, because this is where kids aren't learning. I mean, I used this line at the Nevada Republican Club luncheon the other day, and I said all these Afghan children coming to America. I mean, the last thing we need here in Nevada is more kids that can't read and write. We already have that. It's called the Clark County School District. But the fact is, that they want to bring even more. And most of the people, I've been told more than half of the people in Afghanistan cannot read and write. Can't do it. It'll be interesting to see if we bring more of these kind of people to our nation. Is that really going to help us? Here in Nevada, Is it really going to help to have more kids that can't read and write when we have thousands, tens of thousands that can't read or write right now, today? Do we really need that? Anyway, and by the way, it was not designed to be a laugh line, but it did get some chortles. I didn't mean it as such. The idea that